Anyway, the Rav Simon and his Sefer Imri Baruch finished down on the name of from the Avodas Yisrael by Rav Shlomo Kushnitz, and quoting from Rav Dober, the Magid of Mezrich, there's a pasuk we say in Eicha Korofe Hisigua Bein Amitzarim, that all the pursuers, all those who pursued her, meaning like Klal Yisrael, overtook her in dire straits. Kol Rofe Hisigua Bein Amitzarim. But the Hasidic way of learning the pasuk is Rodfeha is Rodef Ka, all those who pursue God, and not Rodfeha, those who pursued her, everyone who pursues God, Hisigua Bein HaMitzrim. We're able to achieve that during this period of time of Bein HaMitzrim, meaning that this is a very propitious time to come close to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and it means that normally Hashem is in his palace, and now he's more available. And this is similar to what the Alter Rebbe of Lubavitch brings down during the period of the Yamim Noraim. Like if you're familiar from the Lubavitch, the Melech Basada, there's a king is in the field. In other words, the king is normally, you know, in his palace, he can't approach the king. Now during the Yamim Noraim, it's Elul, the Melech Basada, and now is the time to come close to the Melech. So the question is, so okay, Naniach, that's the way. Why should that be the case? Why should these days be so propitious to come? Do you remember this, or to come close to a Kaddish Baruch Hu? So do you remember from in the past for the word? No. Okay, I see you're nodding. Okay, so the Gemara says, so he quotes from the Yalkut Shimoni on our Parsha in Parshas Pinchas. This week is Parshas Pinchas. So it says, Amar Blevi, Kol Chodesh V'Chodesh V'Kayetz V'Yekesh Kaddish Baruch Hu Tein L'Yisrael Moed, that every month during the summer months, the warm months, Kaddish Baruch Hu wanted to give Klal Yisrael a Yantiv during every month. He says, B'Nisan Atam Lahem Pesach. So Nisan, he starts off, you have Pesach and Nisan. B'Iyar Pesach Katan. Iyar is Pesach Sheni, so far two down. B'Sivan, we have Atzeret Shavuos, we're going on a roll now. B'Tamuz, he have Adat Tulitinam Oei Gadol. Tamuz, he wanted to make a big Yantiv. The big Yantiv would have been Rosh Hashanah. But they made the Egel, and that got, it was Batel Tamuz Ava Elul. So everything like crashed. So Tamuz Ava Elul, they missed out on the Yantovim. U'Bat Tishrei, U'Paralim Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kim Rebekhag. Then Tishrei came along, and then they were in good graces from the Egel. So Kaddish Baruch Hu says, oh, now you have all the Yom Tovim. Now you have Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. Amar Kaddish Baruch Hu, L'Chirim Hu Poreya. So Kaddish Baruch Hu says, you know, this month is picking up like from other people's. V'shaloi no notel. Let it get what its own due was. Tein lo yomo b'yom shmini atzeret tielachem. So it's Yantiv v'shmini atzeret. So it means that a Kaddish Baruch Hu wanted to have a Yantiv or all during the summer months. So the Gur Aryeh from the Maharal explains that the summer months, that's the time of like growth, like in the northern hemisphere at least, you know, when the crops grow, everything grows. That's the time, and that's when the good, a propitious time for the Yamim Tovim. But then they sinned, they lost out on it. So mainly we can understand though that, so it would have been, Tammuz would have been Rosh Hashanah, Av would have been Yom Kippur. Tammuz, it would have been Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur would have been right during this period of time. So Chazal teach us, Yeshua Hashem Behimatzo, a person has to seek God when he's to be found. So Amar Rav Avuha, Elu Aseret Yamim, Shabin Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim. So Rav Avuha says, those are the 10 days between Yom Kippur, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That's when Hashem is found. That's Melech Basada. So even though we didn't have it, but we sort of have it in a sort of oblique way, we still have it. It's still, even though the Yom Tovim weren't given to us, it's still a time when we can reach there, where you know that again, the Farshim say that in the future, you know, Shabbat Sarbatamos and Tisha B'Av are going to be Yom Tovim, and then it's brought down in Hasidic Sfarim that the days in between will be Chol HaMoed. So this is the time to come close to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And he brings down here, this is a different Sefer in the Piskei Tshuvos from Tolos Adam, that during these 21 days between Bein HaMitzarim, so it corresponds to the 21 days between Rosh Hashanah and Shmini Atzeret. I think that's what Rabbi Yismach was referring to on Shabbos afternoon. And if a person is Zocha B'din now, in other words, if a person straightens everything now, he could trust that he'll be Zocha B'din when it comes to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So Rav Simon then goes on to say that you know, summer's a time when most people sort of wind down. They have generally more time for themselves. If you're in school, the schools come to a stop. Even if you know, law and medicine, I think things generally slow down during the summer. People take time off during the summer. So he says it's a good time, you know, to focus on different relationships, to focus on first the relationship with a Kaddish Baruch Hu, like to take a few minutes. You know, it's like, I say this all the time, like a person, not I say it, the Mesillas Yesharim says, a person in this world is like a Susrats. He's like the Mishnah Sharm says, the person, he's like a horse. He runs from point A to point B. But he's running, but he doesn't know where he's running. He can't see anything. He's in the war. He doesn't know anything. Just such rocks. He's running here. I gotta go. But he never sees the big picture. So now you have a few minutes, a little bit of a time, hopefully when things slow down, to make a little cheshbon, you know, where am I vis-a-vis my mitzvos? Where am I vis-a-vis the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Where am I vis-a-vis my friends, my spouse, my family? What's my relationship with all of them? Can I improve that with my Rebbeim? And then like a person with himself. That's a time that a person can focus on himself. He quotes here from the Rebbe, Reb Herschel from Spinka. He says that, we'll do a little Yiddish and then a little translation. Subleiben in Beis Medrash Finif Minuten Nach and Davinen Erzulzich Treffen mit sein Eigenem Nefesh. A person should take 5 minutes after davening to like meet his own soul, to find out who and what he is, and that's the basic idea. Now he says that, again, we mentioned about that being like the equivalent to the period of time between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot. The difference being, then it's bit galia, then it's exposed. Now it's bit kasya, it's like hidden. So we mentioned that Rabbi Yisroel Rezhin says that in the future, so Shavas Arba Tammuz will be a Yontiv, and Tishba will be Yontiv hopefully soon, and then everything will be revealed via Dei Moed. So hopefully we can use this time in a positive fashion. And again, posts can bring down that tonight, it's a time that's propitious coming close to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and also like be marva ava ba'achva v'reus between Jews. In other words, like, you know, to increase friendship with one Jew, with a fellow Jew during this period of time. We know the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. Now's the time to be mitaking that. You know, now's the time to improve all of that. Hopefully it'll work out well, and we'll bring the Gula quickly. Rabbi Chananah B'Cheshem.